about, Trey, we could just start from the beginning. When was the first time that you picked up a football?
First time I picked up a football, I probably wasn't even a year old, but first time playing, I was 5. And then there were some breaks in between here and there, but it was just the love for the game that my dad had, and he kind of passed that on to me, so started at 5.
Nice. Did he play?
Yeah, he played up until he went to semi-pro, had me at 18, so that kind of put a halt to his career a little bit, and then I think he played a year, maybe two, and then that was it for him.
Oh, that's awesome, though. Did he play in the D-line?
He played a little bit of everything. He was a running back, he was a D-end, and I think he was a linebacker as well at one point.
When did you know that football was going to be kind of your sport? Because you said you were in and out. So when were you like, okay, I'm all in?
My parents told me as a kid I had to do some type of sport. So I did coach pitch baseball my first year, and I would just get mad and cry every time I didn't hit the ball. Soccer, that didn't really seem like my thing. In high school, I ran track and field, threw a little bit. But football was always what I gravitated towards. I don't know if it's because I started that first or naturally, you know, that's where I'm a bit inclined, but I would say nothing else was fitting, really, to keep it blunt. Nothing else was working for me.
Yeah. What did you love about it?
Just the freedom of it. I would say the freedom when you're on the field just playing, like running, when you get making a play. That's what it is. When you make a play, that is the best feeling ever. And then you're there with your buddies all the time, you know, talk the crap a little bit. So
did you play kind of all over, or were you always in the defense?
Well, when I start, I was everywhere. If we're talking start to now, I've played, I think I was a center, I've been a corner, I was running back, which I didn't even know, my dad told me that. I've been on the D-line, and I was a tight end, and that was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you love about being in the D-line now?
Just running fast on the other side of the ball. Like, the hand, when you, not every rep you're going to win is going to be clean or perfect, but when you do win the rep, it's just the best feeling. I can't even explain it to you. I really couldn't.
Nice. Could you paint kind of a picture for us of what your childhood looked like growing up?
So I, as a kid, I bounced around a lot. Born in Mesa. I think we moved to Casa Grande from there, and then all over the place. I've been like Queen Creek, Chandler, Gilbert, so pretty much all Phoenix is what we call it. But things were pretty good until I got to be in junior high school, I believe. Junior high school, start of high school. And that's when I noticed, you know, as a kid, you're a little bit oblivious. You're kind of just living life, having fun, and then you realize maybe things aren't as bad as they can be, but it's not perfect either. So I would say just money struggles was a large problem in my household, and it's a lot of what built me into who I am today. So just aside from that, I got my mom, my dad, my sister, and we all spent a lot of time together outdoors. We'd go fishing, go camping, just playing games around the house. Grew up with a lot of dogs, so play with the dogs, running around, all that good stuff.
What would you say you learned from that experience? You said that shaped you into who you are. How do you feel like that did?
I would say, well, I want to start by saying I learned that a struggle is a blessing, because the ability to persevere and endure and then, you know, feel like you're finally getting somewhere when you've been in the hole for so long, that's a timeless lesson. But through that perseverance, something that I think is important to pride yourself on is your work and the type of person you are. And I would say definitely my dad made sure that we knew we had to work hard and just being the best person you could be every day for other people. So like growing through that type of stuff, you know, you got feelings inside that you harbor, and because of that, it helps you be a little bit more empathetic towards other people. So I'd say those are some of the biggest lessons I learned along the way.
Would you say you play with kind of like a chip on your shoulder?
100%. Since high school, I've always felt like an underdog. And even when I make it to where I want to be, that's the goal one day, I still think I'll have the same mindset, to be honest with you.
What is the goal for you?
To be one of the greatest to ever do it, if we're talking long-term goal. So right now, the goal is to, well, I guess right now, the goal is the interview, but win the day.
When did it become a reality for you that you were going to be able to play college football?
So I started playing football again my junior year of high school. I started a little bit late in the season. I ended up getting a starting spot and then finished that season, played. So now I'm going into my first full off season on varsity. And then I'm getting a little bit of talks from college coaches, and that's when I'm like, all right, I might actually have a chance to do this. So season goes on, I'm doing what I gotta do, and then lo and behold, I'm sitting where I wanna be.
I saw you got most inspirational player in high school. Why do you feel like you earned that?
Truthfully, I feel like I do exactly what I do right now. It's just, I'm not necessarily the most vocal or outspoken person, but I'm always gonna do my best, and I'm always gonna be the best person I could be, whether that be to a stranger, for my teammates, my coaches, and that's all I did, really.
Okay, and then I saw, because I was trying to look at your timeline of playing, did you gray shirt your freshman year?
Yep, if I'm being completely honest with you, that was my inner child trying to figure out what was going on. Mm-hmm. It was reality setting in. I'm like, man, well, first of all, let's talk about the time. It was COVID, so didn't know what was going on. I'm like, dog, I'm not going to school anymore. I don't know what's happening with anything. So I think I was just a bit overwhelmed. The recruiting process was also a lot for me. It's just all the phone calls and everything, it was eating me up. So by that time, I'm like, guys, I'm not ready to leave. I wasn't in the right spot mentally. And then it's like, if I'm gonna go there and not be in the right state of mind, I'm probably not gonna be as successful as I should be either. So that's what led into that, really.
Were you committed to San Jose?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So what was it about San Jose that made you decide, okay, I wanna go there, I wanna be a Spartan first?
I say it all the time, but the biggest thing is just how kind all of the coaches were. Like, football aside, I don't care who you are, I don't care if you're the greatest in the world, if you're not a good person, who wants to be around a bad person? So thankfully they're the opposite and they're amazing people. And then on top of that, just the hospitality, similar to this team, just the hospitality they showed me coming in, you know, that was important to me on my visit and everything. All the boys were cool, and that touched me a little bit. That touched my heart. And then it was in California, so.
You wanted to go to Cali?
As a kid, I don't know why, but I guess I wanted to live in California, and I got 3 years at least out of it, so. Yeah.
So what were you doing during your time off to make sure you could come that next year and just assimilate in smoothly?
So I was just making a lot of music. The biggest thing was just trying to get my mentals right, because I know, like, I just what I have inside of here, the work is always going to be the work, you know, I'm not afraid of that, but had to get right up here to be able to go out there and do what I needed to do.
What do you feel like you learned during that time?
Life will throw you lots of different challenges. I would say that's the first time I just started thinking deeper. I started having a lot deeper thoughts during COVID, because you have a lot of time to sit around, and patience, love, because my family was always, they've always been there for me, but it means more when you're going through a time where you need some love. Mm-hmm. So just love and patience, I guess I would say. I matured a bit mentally, so I had to grow up and understand that this is what you gotta do. And kind of going back a little bit, I guess, like I said, I was a bit overwhelmed, mm-hmm. but going back to football, that was the best thing I'd ever done. Because at the time, I didn't realize how much I still loved the game. I thought it was slipping away, but it wasn't.
And then how did music, because you still, obviously, you're still into music. Was that kind of filling your cup during that year too?
Exactly. I was going to say NFL, but mm-hmm. I guess college was the goal at that time. I'm not chasing college, so let me be the best musician I could be. And I wouldn't say I got too close to that, but I got better. So that's what matters.
Was that when you first got into music?
Yep. Yep. Okay. That's when I started. It was 2020.
Nice.
During COVID, because I had all that time in my room.
So you just bought equipment, started teaching yourself on what, YouTube?
Yep, exactly. Just watched tutorial after tutorial after tutorial.
How often do you get to make music now in season?
I don't do it as much, obviously, because we're busy all the time. But if I do, I might just hop on the mic and maybe freestyle for a little bit, sing for a little bit, or start a beat, not finish it. Just little stuff to keep me entertained and creative.
What do you like about making music?
The freedom to do what you want to do. It's just, I feel like oftentimes when you make music, you'll realize that it's a direct translation of where you are in life. So just, you can almost feel the emotion and hear it when you put it out. So that's intriguing to me. But aside from that, just being creative and getting out of what I'm doing all the time.
During that year you sat out, was that kind of a decision you made personally? Did you like talk with your parents through it? What all went into that decision-making process?
I just know that part of it was, I remember talking to Coach Joe, and I don't know exactly what he said, but it was something like, kind of what I said, if you don't think you're gonna come out here and be good with school and everything because it's too much right now, then it would just be better off waiting.
Freshman year you played.
Yep.
What was that like, just jumping in, you sat out a year and now you're contributing?
Yeah, that was an experience. So that was a year of learning, year of growth, getting used to, you know, Coach Joe and his verbiage, learning the D-line on a more intricate level. And luckily I was able to have two great mentors. I had Cade Hall, well, more than two, but those are the two that I say the most because they were at my position starting. So Cade Hall and Junior Fajoko, and those guys, they taught me fundamentals. They taught me things about life, like just being my brothers, being there for me, and they helped me get so much better. Even to this day, I still apply things they told me.
And then your sophomore year, did you get hurt?
Sophomore year, yeah. So sophomore year, I had a sports hernia and a hip flexor tear in the spring. I was out for, I believe, 2 months, which would be our week two at the time. Practice one day at the end of week two, coming back next week, ready to go, get in the game. It's still the first series for defense, but I'm rotating in now. First play of the game, I got cut, tore my Achilles. And that was a lot for me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What was that recovery process like?
A lot of heel raises. A lot of variations of heel raises, but that is, just like I said earlier, adversity is a blessing. That is something I'm so blessed to happen. Because it sucked, and the trajectory that I thought I was going on freshman year was here, so I'm like, sophomore year is gonna be great. And then all that happens, you kind of feel like your world's crashing down on you a little bit, and it's monotonous. It gets old quick, you know, you kind of feel alone, but I had a great team around me to help me through the recovery, and then my teammates, coach, all the staff, you know, they just did a great job being there for me and helping me. I was in the weight room like crazy. That helped me with the recovery, just to keep the mentals off of it, still feel like you're striving towards something.
Yeah, and then you come back the next year and just have a terrific season. Yeah. What did you learn during your recovery process? Was it kind of that same thing you went through before of missing football and just kind of reestablishing that love?
Yeah, but it was different because now it was like, all right, the first time I almost threw it away, now it's getting taken away. So it kind of taught me that you just got to cherish it no matter what, because you don't know how, you don't know when, you might not know why, but you have to cherish every single moment of it all.
A lot of this past year, we've talked to guys who were on the team in Arizona last year about the staff leaving and kind of the emotion of that. And then I think we forget that you and a lot of the other San Jose guys, you went through the same thing.
Yeah.
So what was that like when you heard like, man, you guys, you know, coming off a bowl game season two and you're here, oh, the staff's leaving.
Yeah, that was insane because we were at the Hawaii Bowl, just played our game, lost, unfortunately. I was very upset about that, I'm sure, as we all were. But, we get back home, and I don't remember how, I don't think it was that long. Like, I don't even remember being out for that long before we got the news. And we kind of all just start talking to each other, like, what is about to happen, dog? We don't really know where we're going to go or, shoot, even where the rest of the staff's going to go. So it kind of just turned into a waiting game at that point, like, I guess we'll wait and see what happens, but none of us really knew.
And then you entered the transfer portal, and yeah. Now you get an opportunity to come back to Arizona.
Yeah.
How did that all line up for you?
That was a blessing. That was them being as kind as they are, and by them I mean the coaches and the staff that came over. That had a large role in it, and then Coach Joe. That is 100% for me the factor that decided it, because I was like, all right, Coach Joe's not over here anymore, I'm gone. And if I can go where he's going, that is the deal. But coming back home, like I said, the culture as well, they brought me in, welcomed me in, so.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about your relationship with Coach Joe, because it sounds like he's been there from the beginning for you.
He has been, and to me, I never thought I would say it in my life, but he's a second father figure to me. Mm-hmm. And that man, I mean, if you show him that you care and you want it, he will do anything in his power to help you get there. And to someone who dreams big and maybe necessarily the rest of the world doesn't believe in you, that's everything. So that guy, that's my best friend. That's my rock.
What's the biggest lesson he's taught you?
The biggest lesson he's taught me? Believe in myself. It took me a second to think of it, but believe in myself. Because when I first met him as a freshman, coming in not that big, tracking back, I didn't even know I was going to play my freshman year. Like, he told me I was going to play, and so did Cade, but I didn't necessarily believe him. So I can't even explain how awesome that guy is to me.
Your journey is lots of highs and lows, but I love your mentality because you've taken something positive from all of it. What's your message to younger guys playing football or just people watching you? Like, what do you want them to take away from your story and what you've learned?
I would say, first and foremost, never give up. And then secondly, just be yourself. Like, for anyone who maybe does watch me and is inspired by me, I think it's cool to be inspired by anyone and take inspiration and positive things from every situation, but we don't all live the same lives, and we're not everyone should want to be Trey Smith, you know? You should be the best version of yourself, and I'm just trying to be the best Trey Smith I can be, because that's all I got.